from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Being a part of like Buffalo, it's the coolest thing ever, man. And honestly, being able to play at a place that you can pour your concrete, mix your concrete, and just settle it down and just to create. And I just think that it's cool. Like, you know, like I'm happy that I can go on Josh's journey with them, put all their pieces inside of that Josh Allen guy, you know, which is my quarterback. And it's just a blessing that they trust me to be there to trust to block for Josh's and blindside.
That's Deion Dawkins. He was on NFL Network with Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport, I believe that clip is from. I saw it yesterday. Deion got a nice hefty extension. Do you remember the day when national outlets were reporting Deion Dawkins was getting cut because he had cryptic tweets on social media? Do you remember that earlier this year? That was a fun day.
I try to suppress some of that stuff. Listen, there was a lot of bloodshed.
Yes.
So I get where people might look at that and say Deion Dawkins is next, but I wasn't too concerned about that.
Deion Dawkins, if you remember back, this is back when some of the cuts were going on and they released guys before free agency. And Deion basically said, okay, thanks, Buffalo. Can I have ranch now? Or something like that. And everybody's like, oh my God, Deion. And there were literally like national people who jumped on and totally just assumed and said, looks like the Bills are also moving on from Deion Dawkins. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense, right? He was a guy to me that was in line for more of an extension than a moving on, but you never know. I mean, that's what they did with some of these other guys. And sure enough, it came out and he was just kind of joking with everybody and, you know, I'm here to stay and got an extension and the Bills lowered his cap number by doing it. He then also went on a podcast and ranted about the Jets. Remember that?
He did. And he got a bunch of Jets players upset.
Oh, yeah. And still. And I asked him in a Zoom call after his extension, Nate, like, you have any regrets doing that? He's like, why would I regret, Sal? I'm like, I'm just asking you, like, I'm not saying you should, but sometimes people say things, you're like, yeah, maybe I went too far. Nope. Remember, like, there was that fight in the hallway with him last year in the Jets, and they were going at it, and him and he had to be, they'd be held back.
Yes. Who was it? Who
wasn't
was
Bryce Huff, was it?
No, Clemens?
Clemens?
Yeah. Or was that 2 years ago?
Yeah. I gotta see.
Deion and the Jets, they're not a
sounds
what
like
I
a
would
band,
call
a Deion and the Jets.
Oh my gosh, it kind of does.
I know.
I don't think they're not. They're
it
not
is Michael Clemens.
Michael Clemens. That was last year. Okay.
Yeah.
It was Mike Clemens. Yeah. Those two really got at it after it.
Oh yeah, they did. And he spoke a bunch of stuff about that as well. So he's had kind of an eventful offseason, but he's back. He's protecting Josh's blindside, as he said there. And he was listed in Jeremy Fowler's rankings. He was just outside the top 10 in one of the honorable mention. If you actually go by the numbers of where he was, I don't know if they list him in the order of the honorable mention, he would be top 15, which is nice. But also, I don't know if you saw this. You have the top 10. Okay, Nate, Jeremy Fowler does the execs and the scouts and the coaches who have the rankings of the players. He has the top 10. Then he has honorable mention, which is probably the next five guys or so.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has also receiving votes. Spencer Brown received votes.
Really?
The Bills had two tackles in the article. Deion was in honorable mention. Spencer Brown was in receiving votes. He is going to the final year of his contract.
He's
going to
make money.
I agree.
If that's how the league views him,
mm-hmm.
which is this is what it is. It's a
yep.
survey of league executives, people
yep.
that either have direct decision-making power or are influencing decision-making power about player personnel. If he is within the top 20... ish mm-hmm. players on a semi-consensus basis, that's big money for Spencer Brown. And I would say that I was pleasantly surprised. He got a full offseason last year without the back injury the year before, where I think he struggled a little bit. To me, Sal, he is one of the most mobile, run-grading offensive tackles in the league. He can move, Sal. I mean, that we knew that coming in. His relative athletic score was off the charts. He was an incredibly athletic offensive
yes.
lineman. And I wonder now, can he turn into the reliable stay-at-home pass-blocking tackle that will truly elevate his next contract? Because guys like him, with the athletic ability, there's going to be an offensive coordinator and an offensive line coach somewhere that says, I can turn that guy into the best right tackle in football because of the raw traits. The question is, and listen, if someone's going to do it, it's going to be Aaron Cromer. I mean, he is one of the best offensive line coaches in football. My question is, if he could take a step up in pass blocking this year, he's going to make as much, if not more, than Deion Dawkins at his next contract. And can the Bills afford to pay two tackles?
I don't know if they can. And at this point, I think they are in line to have a guy like Ryan Vandermark.
Mm.
Replace him as a younger, cheaper player if that's the case. If that gets to a point where they... Look, I think the Bills would love to have Spencer Brown. I'm not saying that.
Sure, of course.
But it gets
I think
to
they
a
would
point,
too.
I think it gets to a point where you don't know if you can afford two tackles, like you said, to play left and right like that. And if that's the case, you have a guy in Ryan Vandermark who I think they really like.
He's
waiting in the wings.
Sal, so, you know, a lot of people have made a lot of Jeremy Fowler's. Everything got you know, the quarterback conversation, the thing about Josh Allen, that really took center stage. What I really love about Fowler's piece is that for the first, not the first time, but a real opportunity to see how league executives feel about players. This isn't mm-hmm. the top 100 where it's voted on by the players. Mm-hmm. This is real feedback, real tangible evidence of how teams view players. I will admit this is the first time feeling like I know what teams, executives think of Spencer Brown. I don't know that I'm surprised, but he kind of felt like a well-kept secret. No, like it kind of felt like a guy that this is who the Bills will need to be moving forward in the era of paying your quarterback $50+ million. You are going to have to hit on third round picks. You got to hit on second round picks. And sometimes those guys, it's sort of like fantasy football sale. When you pick up a guy on the waiver wire, and you spend $2 of you know your waiver wire bucks on a guy, and then the next year that guy gets drafted in the second round.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's like you got him for free, and he played great for you, and he helped you win a fantasy championship. But the next year, now you've got to spend a second round pick on that player. It's like it's hard to. Because the return on investment has been so much as a decision maker, if you're Brandon Bean, if you're a salary cap guy, if you're one of the pro player personnel guys within the Bills front office, you might say Spencer Brown's best football is still ahead of him. But how much we've gotten out of him, considering we only spent a third round pick, it's going to be harder for them to get that big contract in him, obviously with Deion Dawkins already being paid. The return on investment is so high. I think it's going to be hard for them to convince themselves that making him at $20 million or a $17 million guy a year, it's going to be a tough pill to swallow, I think, for them.
Well, especially, like I said, if you have a guy that you think can kind of step in.
Which I think they feel very good about.
About Ryan Vandermark. But we'll see. And hopefully Spencer Brown has that kind of year. If Spencer Brown has that kind of year, good for him and good for the Bills. I mean, nobody would want
to. Do you think that they want to maybe try to get it done now?
I don't think so. Brandon Bean indicated that he didn't think this offseason they'd be doing anything like that with anybody. But okay. You never know, right? You never know.
Because it's not going to help him on the salary cap.
Correct. It wouldn't help him. It would be an extension after this year because the cap, he's still on his rookie deal.
And you'd want that
cap. I guess you could adjust a little bit, but it really wouldn't matter that much. All right. Yeah. There was another position. The Bills had a tackle, an honorable mention, and a tackle receiving votes. There was another position. They had a top 10 guy and a guy receiving votes. Do you know what it is? A top 10 guy and a guy in also receiving votes. Their top 10 guy was listed at number 8, by the way, at his position.
Linebacker, Milano was 3.
Milano was 3.
Corner?
Not
defensive tackle.
No, actually, you know what? That's a good... I have not looked at defensive tackle. I don't think so. I have to look there. The one I noticed. You ready?
Yeah.
Tight end.
Oh, they...
Dawson Knox received votes. Dalton Kincaid, number eight out of 10 in the league. I mean, he's already ascended. Yeah. Like, people know he's going to be really fantastic, right. I think. But how about Dawson Knox in the also receiving votes category?
Is it fair to say, and I won't speak for you, Sal, because maybe you don't fall into this category, but I would say for myself and a lot of fans, have you felt like you've not turned the page on Dawson Knox, but kind of forgot about him?
I have not. I think that it was always last year kind of a lost year for him. I think they couldn't figure out how they really wanted to have their personnel, and then he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw the rise of Dalton Kincaid, and it kind of kept Knox off the field anyway. And then you had all the stuff with Diggs and making sure, you know, getting him the ball. I have not forgotten. I think that there's legitimate criticism about the contract and paying him. I get it. But I think it's gone a little too far in some ways with some Bills fans who don't understand what they think he can do. You're right? They paid him because they want him to be a big part of the offense. It just didn't materialize last year for different reasons.
And he can still be a big part of this offense this year, especially in the red zone. He has been a very good red zone player. I mean, he had 8 touchdowns 2 years ago. He's still a player that's got some stuff, I think, in the tank. And I agree. I think the injury and then not knowing how to use him, which was always my concern going into last year, was how are they going to use two ball tight ends? And it didn't materialize. And now Joe Brady's got a full offseason to figure it out. I'm interested to see, does Dawson Knox, remember a couple years ago when he was lined up in the backfield a lot in shotgun next to Josh Allen? I think got to get creative with Dawson Knox because he's worthy of a guy that you should get creative with.
Yeah, they're going to be... Well, I think that guy comes in the form of Curtis Samuel this year, right? Curtis Samuel, he's not the blocker, of course, of a Dawson Knox, but Curtis Samuel, to me, is going to be a guy who plays a lot of different ways, a lot of different kind of... how they line him up in different places and things like that. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Joe Licata at 9 a.m. Of course, You know, he was just recently passed as the all-time passing leader in Western New York high school history. That happened within the last couple of years, but he held that record for a while. But he's also former University at Buffalo quarterback, had a little stint in the NFL for a little while, but now he's giving back, of course, and helping out younger quarterbacks. He's got a big quarterback camp and academy that he runs and a huge day coming up next week, but also head coach at Williamsville South. And he's still dialed into the teaching of quarterbacks and how all the technology has changed things and the game itself. We're going to talk with Joe about all of that and how it's changed and his camp coming up next week at 9 a.m. Keep it right here on the Jeremy and Joe Show. It's Sal and Nate filling in this morning on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.